Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Northern Tool and Equipment isn't just a store. It's a problem solver's paradise. Fully stocked with the right professional grade tools and fully staffed with experts who have the right answers. Problem solved.
Northern Tool and Equipment summer sale is on now. Stop in and save up to 50% on pressure washers, sprayers, generators, fans, lawn and garden equipment, and more. Hundreds of deals in store or at northerntool.com.
Got another one of our Blue Room Extra previews for you here as everything geared up to face West Bromwich Albion on Thursday night. I spoke to ITV News political correspondent Dan Hewitt, who is a big West Brom fan and season ticket holder, to get some insight into what's been going on this season, starting with the sacking of Slaven Bilic, the style of football that's being played, where things haven't necessarily gone quite right for them and why they find themselves in the bottom three. And of course, and starts the conversation off with this, Sam Allardyce, former Everton manager who stands between Everton and a place in the top four on Thursday. If you want to listen to this in full, spoke to Dan for over 20 minutes in total about a variety of different things. You can find the full interview on the Blue Room Extra. The link to it is in the description as you listen to this podcast. So you just click that, you'll be able to go to it. You can sign up, it works out about £1 a week. There's no fixed term contract. And you can get access to multiple Everton shows every single weekday, analysing and reflecting on all of our football matches. So it's patreon.com/theblueroomextra. That's patreon.com/theblueroomextra. Hopefully we'll see you there. I know a lot of people have joined up recently, so thank you very much for that. Really appreciate the support. If not, we'll speak to you soon. But in the meantime, hope you enjoyed this segment with Dan.
But it's really hard to gauge because we don't, no, I think, and Twitter's a, I mean, I go back to my day job with politics, Twitter's are not a place to go for representative views of the fans, right? I think under Pulis, to take an example of like a similar kind of manager, under Tony Pulis, Twitter was very angry at him all the time. And actually in the ground, up until the end, when it did start to turn quite sour, there were very, very few people had a problem with Tony Pulis in the ground. I go to most games home and away, and it was a small number of people had a problem with Tony Pulis. So it's hard to gauge. If we base it on what Twitter thinks, Twitter can't stand the guy. It's a kind of dinosaur, and he's a hark back to the Pulis football and all that. I think it's hard to judge. I don't think he's helped himself. I mean, I would class myself as a fairly sort of level-headed fan who is realistic about West Brom's position. We're not going to be 17th is winning the league for us in the Premier League. I don't care about playing nice football, really. I don't support West Brom because I like to be entertained. I mean, I would go to the cinema for that. Like, I support West Brom because I'm addicted, and my dad got me addicted when I was a kid, and I can't help it. So I don't care how we win, as long as we win. If we start winning games again, my reservation with Sam have gone. But I think my issue with him has kind of been what you mentioned a minute ago, sort of the way he conducts himself. You may not have seen it, but during the Tottenham game when we were sort of losing with 10 minutes to go, he pretended to take a throw in, and every press conference, he's he sort of entertains that sort of Sky Sports culture of asking every manager the topic of the day, and he sort of entertains that, and like saying, oh, Arsenal are in a relegation battle with us, and it's sort of like we've got a manager sponsored by TalkSport sometimes, and
I just don't like that,
and that's my view. I'm not a fan of that, and so, but it, to answer your question, how the fans take him, it's really, really hard to gauge. He's not gonna win loads of people over because the type of football he plays doesn't lend itself to that. And also, he's followed a really popular manager. Bilic was the most popular manager at West Brom since Roy Hodgson. He was a really, really well-liked guy. So Allardyce would have to have basically won every game and dragged us out of this for him to become a, sort of, as popular as that. So, yeah, it's hard to gauge. I don't think... My guess is people have not been too impressed at this stage.
That moment you mentioned the Tottenham there, I remember watching that game and that angered me. And I had no investment in that game at all. But I was thinking, you know, the team's effectively sinking without a trace here, and you're having a laugh and a giggle on the sideline. Like you said, it was he did little things like that sometimes where you just think you're not thinking here about what people.
Yeah.
Maybe he just doesn't care. Maybe he's been in the games long enough where he's just being himself.
Yeah.
Doesn't really give two hoots about what anyone's got to say about him anymore. But that moment in particular, I remember thinking, yeah, that's not a good look. That's Sam, to be fair.
No, exactly. And I think that, but as I say, the last three games, I do another podcast with the other lot on the other side of the city. Hmm. And I spoke to them before the last three games and I was a lot more doom and gloom. And the last three games we have started to put a run of form together that's going to give us, not a chance, I think we're down, but going to keep it interesting, keep us in, keep, make me bother to switch it on a Sunday or a Thursday night, whatever. So it was reaching the point where I was like, can I really spend another hour and a half on my sofa watching this? Which is very rare for me to say that, especially when there's nothing else to do. So we play you at a good time for us, I think. And you'll probably ask me in a minute, but the game against you has been rearranged, I think, for us and maybe for you as well. So you've kind of been plonked into a ridiculously important run of fixtures for us. We've had Brighton, Burnley, I think it's Newcastle and Crystal Palace or something. It's like everyone above us are basically in one go, but you're this rearranged fixture is dropped in the middle. So it's taken the pressure off us a little bit to tomorrow, I think.
Yeah, just one question I wanted to ask you quickly before we chat about tomorrow is that Brighton game at the weekend? I mean, you say you don't care how you play as long as you get results. Yeah. Ultimately, was that the epitome of that? Because I was sitting there thinking, I don't really know what I'd be able to take from this if I was a West Brom fan. If I'd be made up or a little bit embarrassed because of the way it went sometimes. It was just a crazy football match, wasn't it?
Never embarrassed by a win, Matt. Never embarrassed by a win. I'm speaking to a fan of a decorated club who care how you play. You're asking the wrong person about it.
Not been decorated for a while. Not been
well, aesthetically, I couldn't give a toss, to be honest. But I don't look on the surface. Look, there a goal disallowed. I mean, it wasn't a goal. The ref got there eventually. And two penalties. The second one wasn't a penalty. Look, on the paper, they've missed two penalties and a goal disallowed. The fact is, Brighton never looked like scoring from open play apart from one sitter, and we missed a brilliant chance at 1-0 to make it 2-0. If Maitland-Niles scores just before half-time, it's 2-0 at half-time and the game's over. So, yeah, it's been written up as we like rode our luck and we missed. And look, if you concede two penalties and still win 1-0, you've done pretty well. But Brighton aren't any good. And I just don't buy all this Potter ball and all that stuff. I think the guy's living on a ridiculously unearned reputation, and they play lovely stuff and they knock it around and they lost 1-0. So I have no time for all that, to be honest.
Tell you what, mate, you sound like a true Sam Allardyce disciple.
That's the thing about him. I sort of come to this with his sort of philosophy, which is I don't really mind how we win. The problem with that philosophy is when you don't win, it's doubly awful. So it's awful to watch, and we're losing. It's a risky tactic to take not playing football, is that if you lose, it's even worse.
Northern Tool and Equipment isn't just a store. It's a problem solver's paradise. Fully stocked with the right professional grade tools and fully staffed with experts who have the right answers. Problem solved.
Northern Tool and Equipment Summer Sale is on now. Stop in and save up to 50% on pressure washers, sprayers, generators, fans, lawn and garden equipment, and more. Hundreds of deals in-store or at northerntool.com.
Sports Social Podcast Network.